News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court could be handing down a decision a little later this morning on whether Colorado has the right to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. It could happen today, as tomorrow is Super Tuesday and Colorado is one of the 15 states voting. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on that.
In the final sprint of the Republican primary, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley bracing themselves for Super Tuesday.
Get everyone you know to the polls so we can trounce Haley.
This is about, do you want more of the same, or do you want to go in a new direction?
With contests in 15 states and one territory voting tomorrow, more than one-third of all GOP delegates will be up for grabs.
Nikki Haley did win one primary over the weekend in the District of Columbia. The U.S. has begun airdrops of aid over Gaza as Israel is pressured to move forward with a ceasefire. Apple has been fined almost $2 billion by the European Union for breaching the bloc's antitrust laws in regard to Apple's streaming music service. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's Friday decision not to revisit the state's congressional maps is a win for Republicans. Democrats wanted the high court to order new maps. No reason was given for the brief order. There's also no word on where any individual justices stand. Republicans hold six of Wisconsin's eight U.S. House seats. Suburban women in Wisconsin will have a lot to say about who wins the race for president in November. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha yesterday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. If your pet bites another person or animal, you could soon face stricter penalties. City alders are considering an ordinance to mandate strict supervision of a dangerous pet. Currently, pet owners can face a $500 fine after a bite. The city could also mandate a stronger metal fence be built to keep the animal away from the public. The ordinance change will be introduced to the Common Council Tuesday night. As it begins to feel like spring in South Central Wisconsin, the State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to check their trees for spongy moths. They say that the current outbreak of the invasive species is expected to continue throughout the next year. You should look for egg clusters on your trees and put up barrier bands made of tape and Vaseline around the trunk. If you continue to see spongy moths later this spring, you should consider pesticides. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Pack is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60, tonight thunderstorms 37, tomorrow sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
What is it about President Trump that you need back in our society right now?
He's a man with morals. He stands for what he means, and he means what he says, and that's exactly what's gotten America into the situation that we're in. People make promises and they don't keep them. That's no good for anybody.
I'm sorry to make this Monday worse. Wow. That's exactly why someone needs to save the world. Wow. Thank God it's a big announcement day, not a moment too soon. Sexy Liberals Save the World Tour.
1 hour from now.
1 hour from now. John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, all joining us.
At one time for the very first time.
Bam! Yeah. We're crossing the Sexy Liberal streams because of that lady.
Oh, there's more.
Because
they're more like her.
The rapist has morals, is what she's saying.
Uh-huh. Right.
The rapist lifetime crook has morals.
And he finishes what he starts, like that
wall. And he makes all his promises
come true.
Someone did a thing on literally not one of his promises. Did he do one of the things he said he was going to do? But Joe, you know who did? Here's a weird pop quiz. Joe Biden did. Infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Got Mexico to pay for security. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not important now. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
The Supreme Court sucks and blows once again.
We'll see.
We're going to have to do this
later today.
We're going to have to save the world. Give me a break. Really? They're moving too sweet to give Donald Trump another in-kind campaign contribution before the primary tomorrow. Oh, my God.
We don't know that.
He's already on those ballots anyway.
How long is it going to be before I'm right? First of all, they're saying it's highly unusual. They're signaling on a Sunday.
I didn't say you were wrong. I said we don't know that
they're gonna
yet.
They're going to say he can be on the ballot today.
Yes, they will. They're going to twist themselves like pretzels to make it happen.
To make it happen today. Oh, my God.
Amy Coney Island could surprise you.
You know what?
Are you going to throw something at me? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I need the fart machine today. Because you know what? There's a new poll that I know I'm supposed to freak out over.
Don't read polls.
Only read the polls that agree with you.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I don't print those bad polls.
I don't know.
Kristen Welker this weekend.
Oh, no! Yeah, don't. I don't know. I like myself more these days than to watch Kristen Welker.
But you heard.
I just watch clips on the other shows. I can't do the whole thing. What she said, what she did.
She said Donald Trump allegedly tried to steal the election.
Oh, did he allegedly?
Allegedly.
Well, you know why they had to do that.
Technically, he hasn't been convicted.
Right.
Bob Seska pointed out her just like delivery about Donald Trump dominating Joe Biden. Like, it's just, are you kidding me? First of all, haha, he lost his first primary by like an F ton.
Yeah, double
digits. Did you see Pee Wee Herman that too? He's like, I meant to do that. He fell off his bike and he meant to do that. He literally said, I meant to do that. I didn't.
I lost on purpose.
I didn't go to DC.
I'm trying to use the phone.
I meant to do that.
I don't have that.
Because she's the queen of the swamp or something.
Something.
I don't know. She won by 30 points.
What am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's not a morning until Tom Hagen checks in, as you know, Chris.
Oh, hey, I love him.
My hate tweeter. Waiting for the ditch licker and Lieutenant Limperist across the table to discuss this morning.
Say that
I know, because you're straight and pretty. Come on, Tom. What, are you not man enough to go after the pretty straight girl? And also, I'd like to see you say the limp wrist thing to Chris's face.
Say that's my face, fella.
Yeah. Sport.
Sport.
Also, he left
Champ.
Out the, he left out the bulimic because, you know.
I know. Now, now you're going to think you're
fat
again.
He knows I'm going to feel fat all morning.
He's got your number.
All right. have I gotten him into double digits of followers yet?
Oh, let me look.
All right.
Let me see.
Here's the thing, Christopher.
Yes? Okay. Hi.
Okay. I think Kimberly Johnson said this too. You don't want to put your head in the sand.
He has nine followers now.
Okay. See, that's because of me. You're welcome, Tom, mm-hmm. for that extra person.
And his picture is Robert Duvall.
Is it? I'd like to see an actual picture. You know what? Do a shirtless picture next to Chris, and let's see.
I dare you.
Yeah.
I probably LARPs too.
And post a picture of your. Do you think he has a wife or a girlfriend? I'll post a picture of my super hot girlfriend. Let's go, Tom. Let's do this. Let's do this. Come on. Okay. All right. So, what do you call it? Yeah, Kimberly Johnson was saying this too about you can't put your head in the sand and just, you know. But I'm telling you, we obviously cannot count on the Supreme Court or the mainstream media in this election. We're going, and we do keep doing this ourselves. You have to remember that every poll has been wrong and every media pundit storyline has been wrong when actual people vote. So, like, I refuse to panic and freak out. Michael Elston, speaking of Bob Seska, mm-hmm. Said you're right to ignore the polls. The latest New York Times Siena poll has Trump up by 5. Not surprising, since it polled only 823 people, mostly in the South, who identify as conservatives. Mm-hmm. The poll that counts is November 5th.
Amen.
Just that information there, you would swear they're doing this on purpose, mm-hmm. to get a freakout poll that Trump's up by blah, blah, blah. Sure, if you only poll conservatives in the South, right? I mean, okay. By the way, one of these polls, I was laughing because when they actually broke it down, it's like we do here in Hollywood. It's like it's the biggest non-Jewish holiday opening ever over in a November. Like, there's so many qualifiers. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute, what?
Then it doesn't really matter at
right.
all.
Yeah. Right, right. And it's just Tuesday.
It's nothing. Yeah.
Right. Bob Schooley said, I don't suppose there's any significant mainstream press coverage of Trump's painful struggles forming words yesterday, is there? We're going to seamlessly transition from it. Would be rude to point it out that it happens so regularly it's not considered newsworthy. I mean, it's yet another, just watch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to edit. Just watch yesterday and to ask yourself, what the is he talking about? I mean, blah, 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 blah. Hang on, a lot more on the polls. Hold, please. Yes, Kimberly Johnson. She said it's really important not to dismiss all polls. Hang on. Here we go. We have to call out the poor framing in polls that only call landlines or survey 20 mm-hmm. people. There's a lot of cheap, outdated polls that ask leading questions or don't do important follow-ups, and they're often initiated by conservatives. They don't get picked up by the news media and framed in a way that serves ad revenue. That serves ad revenue, not democracy. It's really important not to be black or white about this. Not all polls are. Simon Rosenberg is a great source for polling. Mm-hmm. He and Tom Bonnier accurately predicted 2022, as well as the recent special elections. We have to be careful not to dismiss all polls. There are some accurate ones, and they're usually more expensive, harder to come by. Christopher Boozy's been consistently accurate. That's, you know, what I'm always torn, because I'm like, I don't want to dismiss everything. But I'm saying. By the way, blah, blah, blah. Where am I? Yeah. The other thing, right, Bob Schooley again, if the New York Times wants to replicate this experiment, run a few weeks of front page stories about Trump's deteriorating mental state, then poll if Trump's deteriorating mental state is the problem.
Right.
After every story and every question, is Joe Biden too old? It's such a shock that people seem to think, oh my God, this poll says Joe Biden's too old. I mean, it's... I'm just keeping my fart machine handy. When the Supreme Court rules... I put rules in air quotes.
In fart air quotes.
Finishes their in-kind campaign contribution to Donald Trump.
We're expecting a few decisions today.
Well, then let me just get this all said because, you know. All right. We also have Rude Pundit, and we really need some rudeness.
Yes.
And we have Sexy Liberals Will Assemble. Oh, thank you.
And they're taking ashwagandha.
Yes, exactly.
We are all powered by ashwagandha and morning kick.
Yeah.
And we will assemble. And this is no bull. We are literally coming to a city near you. Oh, my God. If this doesn't kill me. All right. What?
I can't wait to post the list of cities.
Oh, God. I'm gonna need some smelling salts when I realize what I've agreed to. But
don't look at the list all at once. Don't look at it all at once. Don't look at it all at once.
Okay. Thank you, Keith Edwards. Making Donald Trump president again would be like making a school shooter the principal. Pardon me. Last night's Insomnia movie was Front Runner about Gary Hart from 1984.
Oh, wow.
I was talking to my girlfriend about how, like, do you remember there was one picture of Gary Hart with another woman that wasn't his wife, and he was out.
Gone.
He was out. He was the front runner. Mm-hmm. Howard Dean, too close to a microphone, right? Get him ready, by the way, for announcing the cities.
Right. Oh, okay. Not right now.
Okay. No. you could warm him up.
Okay.
But you know what? It just reminded me, they just cover Democrats differently.
Yep.
You know, there is good polling, by the way, for Biden. You just never hear it. They don't ever, because boring, you know, boring
also,
incompetent.
I think Democrats hold ourselves to higher standards.
Yes, but that's what I mean. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that whole thing on the monkey business boat with the Donna Rice, the blonde. He had one picture and he's done. He was done. And now we're, really? They're about to nominate a rapist with multiple sexual assault allegations, a lifetime fraud.
Yeah.
Republicans
scraped the bottom of the barrel. And Democrats
she was like Atlantic City was it for me. Do you know how many people he ripped off? This is not like we're saying. It's not a bug. It's his lifetime business model is fraud, is ripping people off and Russian money laundering, sexual assault. I mean, talk to Noel Castler sometime. It's just, it's really. Even though we marinate in it, I wake up and I'm just like, I seriously can't believe that we are here. We are literally in the stupidest timeline. As
what
evidenced by that lady that we opened the show with that said she's working for Trump because he has morals.
Did Bonnie...
Alley cats are like, what the...
Right. Did Bonnie just eat a piece of Clyde's face?
Possibly.
Because she was chewing on something.
No,
possibly.
He's got something in his mouth that he shouldn't have.
Oh, it's a little green thing from outside.
No, it's white.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, we need to go. That could be an AirPod.
What is this?
Oh, all right, America.
What is that?
It looks like a piece of stuffed animal or something.
Yeah, it could be an eye from a stuffed animal. You are correct. You are correct. What is this? Let's guess, America. What is? Did I just
is it
pull
part
out
of the kangaroo that they took the baby
it
out
could
of?
Be kangaroo.
Oh, it could be a kangaroo eye that my friend from Australia gave him a stuffed kangaroo because he already ate the baby out of the pouch. He stole the baby out of the pouch.
The Joey is gone.
Yeah, so this could be the kangaroo's eye.
The dingo ate the baby.
The dingo ate the baby. Yes, the dingo did eat the baby.
Oh my God.
I love that.
can I tell you something about love? First of all, look how much I love
them.
Okay, the whole point of relationships, I think, is to annoy each other in just in ways that, for instance, in the middle of the night, Angela, my girlfriend, thought Clyde was dead.
No, she did not.
He wasn't. He was just annoyed and sleeping. But she's like, I swear to God, look, he's not breathing. Go. So we're turning the lights out. It's the middle of the night, and I was like, he's not moving. Only the top half of him is moving. He's paralyzed. And I was like, no, he's fine. He's annoyed. He's sleeping. He wants to...
Is she normally this high strung?
I don't know.
Well, you know what it is? I kept her up half the night because here's what happens. So we turn a movie on, and then I fall asleep.
Right.
On her chest, like halfway through.
Right.
And then I wake up.
In Hooterville. You fell asleep in Hooterville.
Yes, I fall asleep in Hooterville, and then I wake up. And I don't know what happened in the movie, so she has to tell me the whole plot of the movie that I missed. Because I've seen the back half of every movie, but I need to know.
What happened in the
movie? Like,
middle?
I missed the hot lesbian sex in Chloe. What's her name? She's got a lot of hot lesbian sex. Who am I thinking of?
Gina
Gershon?
No.
Gina Gershon has had a lot
yes,
of hot
she has.
Sex. Yeah.
No.
Seen Bound?
Julianne Moore. Wait, yes, yeah, Julianne Moore. Chloe. She plays a psycho, the other Amanda, whoever. I missed the whole hot lesbian sex, and then I was like, what? I don't understand what's
Amanda's
happening.
Amanda's done a lot of those, too.
It happened two movies in a row. She had to explain the whole movie to me in the middle.
Amanda Seyfried's done a couple of lesbian scenes.
Julianne Moore tried to have hot lesbian sex in The Hours, but she was rebuffed.
She did it on purpose, and with what's her name?
Amanda Seyfried.
No, but the other movie where she plays a lesbian couple with... Who just played Nyad, who's also a
Annette
lesbian.
Benning.
Yes!
Oh,
she played The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that movie.
I'm that annoying old person. I'm like George H.W. Bush now.
You are.
Remember when they were beloved? Bar! Which one's Oprah? I'm a little bit racist, but anyway. Are they all Oprah? Okay.
We should probably break.
Okay, yeah. We probably should. Okay, 20... Put my kangaroo eye over here. I've got one good eye. I've got one good kangaroo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jody and Lonnie came and did a fashion show with new sexy liberal dresses. And they came with, like, judged
we had
actual
numbers. 1 through 10. We
there was champagne and judging.
Why do you encourage her?
It was funny. Lonnie's idea for the numbers.
Lonnie has way better fashion sense than Jody does. I'm just saying.
He's fantastic.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by
a kangaroo eye.
You know what I'm going to say. Credo Mobile.
You've
been using it for 11 billion years. Listen, we all do business sometimes with people whose businesses that don't share our values. Most of the time, you don't have a choice, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. There might only be one thing, one company in your area. Your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company. Credo shares your values, supports the same causes you do. I had a fantastic phone call Friday with the guy from Credo. My heart is like going thumpy, thumpy, thumpy. Credo has donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center. They're like the Sexy Liberal Tour, where we donate to sexy liberal causes everywhere. Join Credo Mobile, you'll get a good feeling that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from all the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use code Steph. That's the magic. CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off if you type in Steph.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch. There's no mess, shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you, Stephen Beschloss. Says, please don't rely on polls 8 months before the election as if they tell the outcome. It's a waste of emotional energy. Focus on what you can do to increase turnout. Thank you, Stephen. Noel Kassler, our friend, said, me opening the New York Times on Saturday morning. Oh, you. Me opening the New York Times on Sunday morning. Oh, you. We should all have someone who looks at us the way the New York Times looks at reelecting Donald J. Trump, FF, for sake. Thank you, mm-hmm. Noel. This, he's got Supreme Court, mainstream media, New York Times on his side. Noel also said, I would like to see a poll that includes a margin of error regarding how little most Americans still know about Trump's drug addictions, mm-hmm. mob ties, decades of sexual predation, namely his abuse of underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein, all of which got zero coverage in New York Times in 2016. Yep. Thank you. I'm going to guess my boo-foo is equally outraged. She Good is. Morning, Karen in Chicago.
Yes, I am. But I, too, truly believe that we have to focus on what we have control over and shut out all of the noise. Anita and I had the opportunity to speak with the two co-founders of Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, mm-hmm. Heidi Byrick and Wendy Vi.
Yeah.
I suggest everybody go and visit their website. It's globalextremism.org.
Yeah.
They have a lot of really helpful information talking about Christian nationalism, the rise globally, but specifically here by way of Project 2025.
Yes.
Very informative. And
I understand their main recommendation. Their main recommendation is a Save the World tour, which must start immediately.
Well, she knows we're already going to Chicago.
Absolutely.
Oh, that one's already been announced.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I do. And I'm waiting for another one a little further north.
Oh, you teasy little minx.
One or maybe more.
Teasy little minx. Rude Pundit next.
Smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
The threat of Hamas poses to the people of Israel must be eliminated. And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
Dear Jesus, so this should be really good news, plus the aid that we drop this. But of course, the media always has to try to spin it like, you know, now there's division and, oh, she got out ahead of them.
No.
Yasher Ali said a stunning but not surprising number of people on both sides are misrepresenting the vice president's remarks on a ceasefire. Many, many people are just sharing the short clip where she calls for an immediate ceasefire, but are not sharing the longer clip where she places the onus on Hamas since they have not accepted the deal on the table. Many people are left with the impression that she slash the White House have changed their position.
They haven't.
This is part two of that.
Hamas claims it wants a ceasefire. Well, there is a deal on the table. And as we have said, Hamas needs to agree to that deal. Let's get a ceasefire. Let's reunite the hostages with their families. And let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
Again, it's part of this, you know, what do you call it? Show. Let me get that ready for Rude.
Okay.
That we find ourselves in, that it's the way the media reports something, and then they go, oh, people don't like Biden's handling of the, you know, the Middle East, blah, blah, blah. All right, Rudeness on fire on Twitter.
Rude.
Or is this Durant?
Durant.
Yeah, he's still not able to.
He can't get into Twitter.
Oh, he was drunk and locked himself out.
Yeah.
Oh, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Hiya.
Then you can start to make it better.
Well, a very rude morning to you, your rudeness.
To be fair, there's a lot of sentences that could start with, he was drunk and.
Yeah, that's true.
Things Rude Pundit did. Fill in the blank. you know, can I just say, loved your piece, Democrats should go on the offensive against the Supreme Court. I'm looking at these thousands of people at the Navalny funeral and the courage it took to do that, to, you know, in Russia. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where are we? Where are we on this? I loved how you said, look, the Supreme Court is not some super secret cabal of demigods who fly above the filthy earthbound realm of politics. They are human beings who and fart and.
Oh,
only need to look at the highly political negotiations behind the scenes when decisions are being made to understand that. And, you know, it appears we're ready for another one today. The boy, can they move fast when they want to install George W. Bush or make sure, you know, Trump wins the primary tomorrow. Right. I mean, it's go ahead. Yeah.
And that's the thing that should be going on now is that Democrats should be saying that, no, this is election interference. This is by not rushing it, by not having taken the case when Jack Smith asked them to before the Circuit Court of Appeals, when he knew that they were going to take it up. It was like, all right, let's just get it done.
Yeah.
And or, you know, maybe he hoped that ironclad decision that was unanimous from the DC Circuit Court of Appeals would allow them to just say, all right, just let it stand, let it roll.
Can I just say we have a lot of fancy legal lads, you know, legal analysts on it, but no one broke down the D.C. Circuit Court decision as well as you did. You know, just in layman's terms, you said it basically said, no, you mother, you are not immune from crimes because you were president. You're what bull is that? Get the out of our court.
Oh.
Or words to that effect.
Gracious.
I think that was
the
best legal, you know, summation of that.
Well, you know
that I've seen.
I really do know the jurisprudence, you know.
Yes.
What's below? What's the subtext?
You took the prudent out of jurisprudence. Okay. So you said, the judiciary is co-equal. Democratic leaders should act like it and go on the attack. They should organize protests, behave like the court has gone rogue because the court has, well, gone rogue against democracy. I mean, Rude, I was talking about this last night. That I know we all marinate in it. The fact that a convicted rapist that is out on bail on 91 counts that has the Supreme Court making sure that we, the people, don't get, you know, these trial. And by the way, no one's saying he's innocent.
Right.
Everybody assumes, even people on his side, he's guilty. It's just he's above the law and he shouldn't have to be tried.
Right.
Right.
He's allowed to do it. I mean, you know, as much as we don't like Nikki Haley, even Nikki Haley's out there saying, yeah, we should know. Now, you know, of course, she wants that because she knows that the only path to the nomination for her is him going into prison or, you know, finally just his brain just finally crumpling into the little tiny ball that it's inevitably going to crumple into. Which I hope happens during a rally. But that's really what I want.
By the way, thank you. You also said make changing the court's makeup a focus of the 2024 election. Thank you. The court has decided once again to help out one side in the election of a president like they did in 2000. It's gotten political, so drag it off its pedestal and make it fight in the mud like the rest of the branches of government. And you say, sure, it might not have an effect on a decision, but it will affect how the decision is seen by voters. The court's already full of to the majority of Americans because of Roe. Those are great political points, Rude.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is you are able to frame the argument. You're able to say, all right, this is not legitimate. We are now fighting against both the Trumpists and the Supreme Court and say, if you don't like this, if you don't like how this is going, there is only one way to change that and use it as a way of getting people out there saying, you didn't like Dobbs, you didn't like this decision, let's do something about it and, you know, keep and expand the Senate instead of worrying about losing it.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah, you said you threaded. The Supreme Court is engaged in election interference by taking up the Trump immunity case at all, let alone not fast-tracking it. Of course the court should be affected by the election date. It's nine humans, not nine angels. They're filthy with the political ramifications of their action and inaction. And proving it probably again today. I mean, it's so... Yeah. I think you said that. You almost have to admire how blatant it is. I guess they just don't care.
You do.
It reminds me of when Cheney, when they said the majority of Americans don't, think the Iraq war is wrong. And he's like, so?
Right.
That's, it's a middle finger to the American people.
Right. If you're going to be a mother effer, just be honest about being a mother effer.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's in the word is because they,
Right.
They're mothers. Yeah. So
don't
be surprised when they,
it's right there. Yeah. If you're going to be a mother effer, it means you F mothers.
Yeah. They telegraph it.
All right, on to the media. I love this. Everybody's all over the New York Times today because it's just like, oh God, another BS poll. And this New York Times headline: Donald Trump's hands-off approach to the Middle East conflict, blah blah blah, reflects. And you're like, it's not hands-off. He doesn't understand and doesn't give up. Right? I mean, it's just.
And I just want to read this New Yorker interview with Biden came out today.
Yeah.
And it's got this line, and you're going to see it a lot, where the person interviewing him says about Biden, for better and worse, he is a more solemn figure now. His voice is thin and clotted, and his gestures have slowed. But in our conversation, his mind seemed unchanged. He never bungled a name or a date.
Oh, please.
Oh, dear Jesus.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Get him out there. Yes, he admitted, I talk slower. I move slower. Mm-hmm. So?
And by the way, Asen tweeted, wow, the crowd goes silent as a confused Trump says Putin has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word. And you said, we're up to around a dozen times Trump has said Obama when he meant Biden. Between that and the repetition of the word nuclear, he's clearly got something wrong with his brain. So obviously the media won't talk about it and still wonder if Biden is too old. I mean, this one, new polling among voters under 30 shows President Biden demolishing Trump by 26 points. Why is this story not covered by the media? Bob Schooley, one more. What if the New York Times polled, do you think a rapist disqualifies you from being president, and spun a half dozen stories off the results for an entire weekend? I mean, it is just the numbness is his biggest friend, isn't it? That we just, everything is normal now and nothing's normal, right?
Right. And Morning Joe today actually spent a segment talking about Trump's incoherence and the seeming times he shorted out.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that will actually get the media ball rolling.
Yeah.
Is this something that don't we need to be concerned?
Yeah, this one, George Conway tweeted, Dr. John Gartner, everybody's talking about. The mainstream media, quote, isn't covering Trump's cognitive decline like the five-alarm fire that it is. I mean, yeah. I was talking about this, like, you know, going to your other thread. Just, he's so dumb beyond the brain damage or whatever is happening with the dementia. He's just the dumbest person. Like, what does he even mean, half the things he says? I mean, this one you pointed out. This one, again, he repeated the under Roe v. Wade, they have the right to kill the baby after birth. You said this is propaganda meant to cause violence. There's no other reason to keep saying this blatant lie. Everything he says is either a lie or completely incoherent.
Right. Or just completely dumb, which makes it a lie. First of all, even if you want to make the argument that in states that allow third trimester abortions, that they allow them to kill the baby after birth, That's not what Roe v. Wade said.
Right.
Okay. Roe v. Wade was very carefully crafted to say, here is the cutoff date that we're allowing. States, the rest of the time is up to you.
Yeah.
Error after error after error, and nobody cares, you know? When he's talking about like, we're going to cut off federal funds to schools that require vaccinations. Really? Really? You want to go back to the measles, mumps, and rubella era? You want to go back to, you know, all kinds of diseases?
This one... overall crime levels are dropping in cities that have received the most migrants. You said everything the GOP says is a lie. Start from that, and very little is surprising. So it's not just Trump. I mean, how many times can we say it? Just keep putting it out there. The top 10, what was it, Joey, murder, crime rates? They're all red states, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The states where it's easiest to get a gun are the states where the murder rate is highest. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
And states where people are taught to be crazy and agoraphobic, so that anybody who drives into their driveways or comes into their neighborhood is an automatic target. Yeah. I mean, and it's just you sit there and you go, we used to argue about what the facts mean. Now we argue about what the facts are.
Yeah.
And that is a huge degradation of how we approach politics.
And one of your threads, Ruud, I think this is I keep saying this is going to be a huge issue. They are not the small government party. We are going to grab this issue by the balls. I'm telling you that, you know, they're trying to tell you, you know, what women can do with their bodies, who you can love, what, you know. And as you tweeted, conservatives believe parents should make decisions about kids until they don't like the decision, and then the state must take over parenting. I mean, we see you. You're the party of government overreach now.
Yeah, and that they are telling you, you know, if you support your trans kid and want to get gender-affirming care for your trans kid, that now you're bad, you're wrong, you should be arrested, you should have to register as a sex offender. There's a bill in Missouri that's saying that if you're a teacher that uses the pronouns that the student wants, you can have to be registered as a sex offender. And it's like,
pregnant women can't get divorced. Is that Missouri?
Yes, I mean, that is Missouri.
It's just, so I love Tammy.
Tammy.
Don't call her Tammy.
She echoes your thoughts on the Hunter Biden hearing, but only because she said it just looks like Republicans are being mean to an addict, which is weird because it might be because Republicans are being really super mean. And most all of us have either been an addict or loved an addict. And so, I mean, you said I've been reading the transcript of the closed door House oversight hearing with Hunter Biden. One of my favorite moments is when Biden responds to MAGA bird. Representative Harriet Hagman, who has been goading him about his drug addiction I think there's a lot of people around this room who suffer from alcoholism that are still in this room and they're still functioning. I mean, and Matt Gaetz, Rapey McForehead, asking him, was he on drugs during, I don't know, were you on drugs during all your child sex trafficking? Allegedly. Or...
Okay, you're going to be accused of being like Kristen Welker now.
Really? You're the one who's going to ask me about drug use.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. But, you know,
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. Yeah. You said Fallon says Joe Biden should produce a check to prove he got a loan, and Hunter Biden throws it back in their stupid faces. You guys have to be kidding me. He's released 27 years of his tax returns. You defend a man that won't release his tax returns and is the least transparent human being on the face of the earth in Mr. Trump. Not to mention, he's just been found guilty of a billion years of tax and whatever fraud, right?
Yeah, and Hunter Biden went in there and he kicked their asses.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
No wonder they didn't want it in public. Yeah. You know, he went in there and just I'm not going to take this crap from you.
Yeah. But you know what?
It was so great to hear him read that and go, yeah. Wow, this guy's really smart and really good and has this amazing perspective on the meaning of family.
Yes.
And grappling with his addictions. And yeah. It's like, this is a good human being.
Yeah.
You know?
Like his dad. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But you know why I loved you best? Because who is going to stand against the rapey whales if not Rude Pundit? Speaking of rapey McForehead.
Yeah.
NBC News said photographers in Hawaii have captured two male humpback whales. They put the hump in humpback. It's in their name. Having sex in what experts say is the first time the species has been documented exhibiting sexual activity of any kind. And you said the article's describing rape. One male is raping another whale that is weak, sick, and trying to hide. So maybe don't tell them the sense of wonder here. Thank you for standing against rapey whales.
Yeah. I'd never thought about that with whales, but you know, and I actually love whales. And when I read that, I thought,
That
sort of ruins my ocean going experience.
Humpy, can I call you Humpy? I am.
Rude.
Sure.
Whale rape is a big problem. And
yes.
You're making fun
Thank
of
you.
It.
I'm
no,
not
he
making
pointed
fun
out.
Of it. I'm
All
horrified
right.
to learn
out.
About
yeah.
that it targeted
Thank
a
you.
Weak male
he
that
is...
like had barnacles and sea lice
oh.
and was sick and trying sea to hide lice. Behind a boat to get away from the whale. No, it was awful.
Apparently that's not that's not an effective defense.
Like, MAGA heads are going to explode because whales are having gay sex.
Did
it's
you,
like, no.
Did you
no,
see the way that whale was dressed?
Oh, God,
he was asking for it.
Did you see? You're not moving your blowhole like that unless you're asking.
Oh, my God. All of you. Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, Rude Pundit, you might want to stay tuned.
You had that locked and loaded. You had blowhole locked and loaded, didn't you?
You wink your blowhole at me. Okay. Rude, you might want to stay tuned because in just a few minutes, the big sexy liberal announcement. And who can say if it might be coming to a city near you upon which you will be on the panel? Who can say?
I am excited to hear it. I will be here and I'll be listening to you while clicking update on the Supreme Court website.
Yeah, it might be out in the next hour.
SCOTUS blog.
Yeah. They're doing it just to harsh my sexy liberal announcement buzz.
Yes.
Yes.
Mother. They are.
Look at how evil the Supreme Court is.
Look at the way you're dressed. You deserve it.
I love you, Rude Pundit. Goodbye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Here's what I love about this company. This is why they have 400% the customer loyalty. Mm-hmm. We've been using it since we actually didn't need it.
Right.
For 11 billion years.
Right.
Because they're always coming up with something new. Gen 90 is the new wrinkle treatment that you can feel it working tingly, tingly, tingly. Works around the eyes, forehead, the crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in just seconds. I use it every single morning. XV is my go-to. That's my base moisturizer, the Genucel XV. Love that. I love it, love it, love it. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale right now at Genucel.com. They're your must-haves for your face. Before you go overseas for harsh protective procedures for thousands of dollars, try Gen 90 first. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear. Order right now, genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last and free shipping. Whee! genucel.com/Stephanie. genucel.com/Stephanie.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item, item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. AdamandEve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Volunteers from all over Wisconsin are joining the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu in the Manitowoc area. He was last reported seen on February 20th. Two Rivers Police say they focused search efforts on rural areas in Manitowoc County this weekend. Time is running out for now for state lawmakers to help people in Wisconsin whose water supplies are polluted with PFAS chemicals. State Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says it appears Governor Evers and Republicans are still too far apart on state regulatory powers.
I don't know if we're going to get there yet, but at a bottom line, they should be releasing the $125 million they have to help combat so people can turn on their taps and have clean drinking water.
Hesselbein at a WisPolitics luncheon last week. The legislative session is winding down. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. If you get a call from someone saying they're a Fitchburg police officer, you should just hang up. Fitchburg police say that they got a call last week about a phone scam from someone pretending to be an officer. The caller told the person that they had missed a court date. Fitchburg police say that if you ever get a call from someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, it is a scam and you should hang up immediately. The playground at Manchester Park on the west side could be getting some upgrades, and city leaders want your input on what those upgrades should look like. Madison Park's officials will hold a public input meeting virtually on Wednesday night. The meeting will include a larger discussion about the playground before attendees break into groups to share their ideas. City leaders hope to install the new playground equipment later this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.